Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, today marks the commemoration of the anniversary of the Mab'as, which is the day in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was formally delegated as a prophet. The story goes that, you know, as you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to go to the outskirts of Mecca. There was a cave there. This cave is still present, the cave of Hira. He would go and he would perform acts of ibadat and worship there. One night, when the Prophet was there, obviously performing these acts of worship, the angel Gabriel, he manifested himself to the Prophet, and he brought the first verses of the Holy Quran. The Surah Iqra. And this was the formal delegation of the Prophet and the commencement of his Nubuwwat. In this connection, and also in description of the virtues of the Holy Prophet, we have many hadiths, obviously, and specifically, there are many sermons in the Nahjul Balagha in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, he alludes to these virtues in the 72nd sermon of the Nahjul Balagha. The Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following regarding the Prophet Muhammad. He says, he was a prophet who was the seal of the prophets preceding him. He opened doors which were previously closed, and he revealed truth. He manifested truth with truth. He repelled the noise of falsehood, and he destroyed the attacks of misguidance. He stood up by the order of God, and he took steps forward on the path towards God's good pleasure. He never doubted, he never allowed himself to doubt, and his resolve was never weakened. He received revelation with awareness, and he progressed forward in the performance of the orders that, you know, that he had been ordered with. He guided those hearts which had sunken into sins and transgressions, and he fortified and established the laws and regulations of Islam. He was a trustworthy person to be entrusted with. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.